With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by
Bagwell, Celestial Cruises, Jody Grinwald, Dan Perkins, Linda Love, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, The Mustard Man, NX Stage Medical, Protovite, ProBiz,
IDI Smile Artist,
iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle.
On W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, coal has been with us for so many centuries, and we've used it as fuel. And there are clean fuel programs right now with coal that I'm so involved in. And I'm so excited that we have the executive director of Energy Makes America Group with us on our show today. This came across my desk last night, and I actually called her publicist and said, I have to have this person on ASAP because of what's going on in this country right now with the administration trying to kill coal, trying to put people out of work, and the new person, not new, Hillary Clinton, who to Miner says, let them eat coal. She cares so little about what's happening to these families and these miners in our energy source that it just makes me want to cry. I want to welcome to our show Marita Noon, who is the Energy Makes, the Executive Director of the Energy Makes America Group. And I'm so excited to have you on our show today.
Why, thank you. It's a treat for me to be with you. I love to talk about energy, and I frankly want to talk about energy longer than anyone wants to listen.
Well, you know, it's amazing how this administration has treated our energy with coal and with all the new processes that have cleaned coal up. And they want to put coal out of business. And there's no other way to say it except that. Am I correct?
You are correct. And in fact, a few weeks back, I wrote another column on coal that I titled Killing Coal, the Administration's Intentional Assault on an Industry. And I specifically titled it trying to play with Bill O'Reilly's Killing series. And I studied his book titles and his subtitles and tried to kind of mimic that layout. And it really is. I wrote that piece at the time that Secretary Sally Jewell came out, Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell came out with the announcement that they are putting a moratorium on leasing for coal mining on federal lands, a three-year moratorium. And I just found that shocking. I mean, the reality is it's going to have little impact, which made her announcement even all the more surprising to me, because the reality is this administration has done so much to damage the coal industry that when they have a federal lease sale for mining for coal on federal lands, there are, if any bidders, perhaps only one. So there's not, the industry is not clamoring for more locations to mine coal because they have been hurt so badly, you know, and we've seen bankruptcies with Arch Coal being the most recent and Peabody now threatening that they're going to probably have to go into Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. And this is not by market forces. Yes, there is some impact from low natural gas prices, but this is not because of market forces. This is because of intentional government policy and regulation to kill the coal industry.
And this is the reason why I don't want Hillary Clinton in.
Well, anyone that cares about energy in America needs to be aware of the policies. In fact, you know, you've led me right into another column. 2 weeks ago, I wrote a column that outlined the energy policies of the candidates, and I'd literally been waiting months to write that particular piece because when we had 17 candidates on the Republican side, I didn't want to do the work. Frankly, I guess I'm lazy, but I didn't want to do the work to analyze the energy policies of 17 candidates. And often on the radio interviews that I do, people will ask me, you know, well, what are the policies of the candidates? Which ones do you support and so forth? And I repeatedly have said, I'm going to wait until the field winnows down a little bit, and then I will do the analysis. So after Super Tuesday, when the field winnowed down to three on the Republican side and two on the Democrat side, which started at three, but when I was down to that, I decided I'm going to do this analysis. And I intended to go candidate by candidate, a couple paragraphs for each candidate, and outline their policies. But you know what? It was amazing that the two Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, their policies were so similar, and the three Republicans were similar to one another but very different from the Democrats, that had I done a candidate-by-candidate analysis, it would have been repetitive. Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing was a party-by-party analysis and then highlighted some of the minor differences from each candidate. But they could not be further apart. And this election cycle, electing a Republican is imperative for energy in America.
Oh, it is. And, you know, it's so sad to see the Democrats try to destroy our country in such a way that, I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe how they went after. And you know, the sad part about this is that renewable energy, they haven't supported either. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Hillary Clinton's comments on March 13th at the CNN town hall there in Ohio were just startling to me when she gleefully, and if you, it's important, I think, for listeners to go online and watch this clip, not just read what she said in print, but you need to hear her tone. Perhaps you can play it along with this interview, but you need to hear the tone of her voice where she says, and we're going to have to put coal miners and coal businesses out of work. As soon as I heard that, I tweeted, imagine a presidential candidate running for office based on putting people out of work.
Isn't it her billionaire environmental donor, Tom Steyer's?
Yeah.
And he's the one that's behind this. This is the one that's behind this guy. And,
yes.
You know, it really bothers me. What did Kasich say about what she said? Anything?
You know, honestly, I did not. In my research, I did not see a statement from him about those comments. But I'm sure that there's something out there, and that.
And I really, really don't think he's a contender. Honestly,
no, I don't either.
And
don't either.
You know,
the
I
only
really,
way he has
I
a chance is if it is a contended
right.
convention, and somehow he comes out as the boy wonder out of the ashes, like.
Well, unfortunately, I want him to go back to Ohio and govern. You know, I'm tired of him being gone from Ohio, and I live in Ohio. Yeah. And he's an establishment guy that does, I don't believe, and all that I know about him, I just don't believe that he would make a good president. I'm sorry, but it's true. And I just think Americans want change. I think they want workers to go back to work. I think that the administration has really extremely messed up our economy to the point of no return. And I believe that we need to fund our workers.
Well, no, we can't be to the point of no return. We have to have hope. Republican in there, some of
no,
these policies
no,
will
I don't
be
mean
reversed.
It. I don't mean it that way. I mean that they've done so much damage. But I believe that having a Republican in is going to change that course. Believe me. I do believe that.
I agree with you totally. This election cycle is, as I said, it is imperative that anyone who cares about energy vote Republican. And I don't intend to be partisan on this, but the energy policy differences are so stark.
Let's talk about that, because I think that's really important. Go ahead. The starkness of the whole thing.
Hillary Clinton is like Barack Obama on steroids. Bernie Sanders is like Hillary Clinton on steroids when you're talking about energy policy. Just to give you an idea, let's talk. I mentioned earlier that Secretary Jewell has come out announcing a moratorium for coal mining on federal lands. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk federal lands for a moment. President Obama has not banned drilling on federal lands. President Obama, however, has made it harder to drill for oil and natural gas, I'm talking about, on federal lands. Mm-hmm. He's put more restrictions on it. He's made it more expensive. It takes longer. It's very frustrating. So mm-hmm. he's made it difficult. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton has announced that she wants to phase out all drilling for oil and gas on federal lands. So President Obama hasn't quite said that. He's done it by policy, but he hasn't made a statement. Hillary Clinton says she wants to phase out all drilling on federal lands, where Bernie Sanders says he flat out wants to ban all drilling on federal lands. And in fact, Bernie Sanders is a co-sponsor of a bill in the Senate known as the Keep It in the Ground Bill. And that's the environmental movement's new mantra. It is now, it's not just ban fracking, it's not just end coal mining, it's keep it in the ground, and this is about all fossil fuels. That is their new campaign. So,
and who who do they think is going to pay for energy? Who do they think?
Well, I mean, you'd need to have them on your show.
No, I mean, seriously.
I can't understand what they're thinking. I mean, I follow this stuff day in and day out. I will write a weekly column on whatever's going on in the news right now mm-hmm. on energy issues. Mm-hmm. And the only conclusion you can come to when you study these issues, as I do every day, mm-hmm. is that these people are out to destroy America as we know it.
Oh, I know. I mean, Bernie Sanders actually didn't have his first job until he was 40. Hello?
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. I had my first job at 12.
Well, I know. Me too. I mean, you know, give me a break. I mean, these two are living in a world that's not doesn't exist anymore. And they play it by yeah. their rules. And so they don't care about the ordinary American worker in any way, shape, or form, especially the energy workers. I mean, look what's going on right now. So many businesses across Texas and Oklahoma and North Dakota. I mean, I've known oil guys and coal guys all my life. And it's like, you know, bankruptcy. And I don't know where they think, you know, they're going to get all this energy from. You know, if they decide to close it
well,
all
they
down.
Think they're going to get it from wind and solar. But here's a really interesting point. Mm-hmm. And that is on the very week that Hillary Clinton made this announcement, mm-hmm. this declaration that she wants to put mm-hmm. coal miners and coal companies out of business, which I can't repeat frequently enough. Mm-hmm. But on the very day that she made that statement, the very week. She made that statement March 13th. March 16th, headlines said that the Ivanpah solar power generating station outside of Las Vegas may have to be shut down if regulators don't give it more time. And you know why? Because it did not produce the power it was projected to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the biggest and most expensive solar projects in the country, and it has failed to produce the power.
Mm-hmm.
That's startling. And then we have the same day, Sun Edison, which is one of the largest developers of solar projects, is in huge financial trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And their stock price has gone, I don't have it in front of me, you may have it if you have my column in front of you,
mm-hmm.
but it's gone from something like $60 in the last year down to like $1.50 in the last year. So it's on the verge of failure. The next day, the New York Times announced the bankruptcy proceedings for Abengoa, which I've chronicled. I've been writing on Abengoa since, I think, 2012. I've been following this Spanish company, which was, listen to this, the second largest recipient of green energy funds from President Obama's 2009 stimulus package. Abengoa, a Spanish company, got $3 billion of taxpayer money, our money.
And on that note, I gotta take a short break. On that note, let's come back to that as soon as these, I have to go to station identification, and we'll be right back, and we'll be talking about energy and where it's going tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cup on the baggie, spread the cup over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey. Breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com. Jody Grinwall is the founder of Today is the Day Coaching, Consulting, and Leadership Development. Jody helps guide individuals who are looking to find ways to move forward through life and career transitions and are looking for effective tools that they can use to reach and achieve their personal and professional goals. She also coaches and consults with businesses around overall management of the organization, goal setting, sales training, leadership development, strategic planning, employee engagement, and productivity, as well as team building. She has worked with CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and has extensive experience in sales and development and has helped raise millions of dollars for multiple organizations. To find your life coach to help change your life, call Jody Grinwall at 848-333-2819. I did.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back on Let's Just Talk, and we are talking about the coal industry and energy. And I have to tell you that this is so alarming that this is happening in our country. Can you just give us a little bit more information on what we were talking about prior to this?
We were talking about the differences in the policies between the two parties, the presidential candidates. And, but just before the break, I was talking about the solar companies, three of them, who basically announced failure the same week Hillary Clinton announces that we're going to kill coal. And the interesting thing, you know, if you watch this or have heard the news reports on her comments about putting coal miners and coal companies out of business, that clip has been played a lot. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the entire clip on the internet, it's very easy to find. She goes on about, well, we've got to have, in essence, welfare for the coal miners that are out of work. She doesn't use that term, of course, but in essence, that's what she promises. And then she says, at the end of that little segment, she says, we've got to move away from coal. And then she takes just a half a second or so pause, lowers her voice slightly, and says, and all the other fossil fuels. So that represents the view of the Democrats. Uh-huh. The Republicans, on the other hand, Donald Trump, let me back up a moment. You need to understand when we look at this issue, you have to talk climate change. Uh-huh. Because climate change, the belief that the burning of fossil fuels is causing catastrophic damage, and as one report I just read called it, a dystopian future, which is the opposite of utopian, uh-huh. dystopian future. If you believe that burning fossil fuels is going to cause great harm to humans and lead to a dystopian future, well, then your policies are all driven by that, as are President Obama's, Hillary Clinton's, and Bernie Sanders. Uh-huh. So they are all very anti-fossil fuel. Now, in the Republican side, take the front runner Donald Trump. He has in his book, Crippled America, he has a chapter on energy. And I'd encourage people to read it. Personally, when I wrote my column looking at the presidential candidate's policies, I went and paid $3.99 to get the Kindle version of Crippled America so that I could read the one chapter, six pages, on energy. And Donald Trump starts out literally with a tirade against climate change and what I call the catastrophic climate change narrative, and he calls it a hoax. He comes right out and says that it is a hoax. And by comparison, Ted Cruz says that if you are a believer in big government, climate change is the perfect policy for you because it can never be disproven and allows you to take control of things, where by comparison, John Kasich, your governor Kasich, says he believes climate change is an issue, but he doesn't think that the policies that are put in place by this administration, if it is a concern, will do anything to impact it, especially when other countries, mainly China and India, are not doing anything to curb their emissions. So that's a little bit of the difference in the three presidential candidates. Since they don't embrace this crazy climate change narrative, they tend to be, you know, they're obviously more pro-fossil fuel, with Donald Trump coming out and promising that he will restore the coal industry. And he's made that statement many times during the campaign. Ted Cruz is the only one who stood up against ethanol. And in Iowa, Trump pandered to the ethanol lobby, which personally I was disappointed in, but I was proud of Ted Cruz for standing up to the ethanol lobby and not saying that he supported the ethanol mandate known as the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard. Mm-hmm. So we've got, and John Kasich is a little squishier on renewable energy. So again, we've got kind of similar things, but varying degrees, with Donald Trump being a little more aggressive in his hyperbole, you might call it, about climate change, and John Kasich being a little more, he's far more supportive of wind and solar and the subsidies that keep wind and solar alive than the other two candidates are.
And the sad part about it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is that we have coal mines in Ohio. And, you know, I can't stand behind Kasich in any way, shape, or form. I'm sorry. I think he's just willy-nilly, and he just went through so many different things with Obama that I don't trust him. And so, I mean, I think the other two candidates are much stronger. And I believe Donald Trump. I believe Ted Cruz. And I think that they care about those workers much more than anybody else in this country, actually. And so now I'm going to go out and get this book so I can read those six chapters.
Yeah, like I said, $3.99. You can download it, pull it up on your computer. It's
right.
Just one chapter, six pages. It's definitely worth reading. It's because people have hit Trump for saying, well, we don't know what his energy policy is. And I'm like, well, it's not spelled out as a true policy. But when you read those six pages, it's pretty clear. And like I said, you got to look at the climate change agenda, because energy policy is based on that. So you really have to start there.
And, you know, it's funny because I have to tell you, I've been working with coal people for a long time, I told you, for clean coal and actually methods to clean the coal. And the two companies that I've worked with and I'm working with have got the product. And the sick part about it is that they don't, the government does not want to know. And we've got more resources. We don't need to be dependent upon any other country except our own. And we could be actually exporting stuff instead of importing in cheap fuel. You know what I mean? It really irritates me so much that people do not read enough and do not study enough what's going on in this country. And so we just actually...
Well, that's why you and I are doing what we do, correct?
That's right. I mean, yeah. I am going to do it until...
Well, realize we are now exporting oil. Now,
yeah,
President Obama
are.
Threatened to veto any bill to lift the oil export ban, but it got wrapped into the omnibus budget deal at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So the decades-old ban on exporting American crude oil has been lifted.
I know that. Go ahead.
Natural gas is now leaving our shores out of the Cheniere LNG facility out in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
LNG is now leaving our shores for the first time, I think, ever.
Uh-huh.
And so we are now exporting, and coal has always been exported.
That's right, to China. They wanted our clean coal. They've been wanting our clean coal forever.
We have very high-grade coal, particularly out of Wyoming's Powder River Basin, which could be easily shipped to China. However, they need deeper harbors, and the environmentalists keep blocking the reconfiguring or the dredging, whatever it takes, to do these harbors. So we're having trouble getting that Powder River Basin coal out of America. Now, out of Virginia, Norfolk, we can do that, and we can send coal, American coal, to other places, and we are exporting it. So we are currently exporting our American resources as needed.
And that's really important to know, because that does still fuel jobs. And, you know, on our next show that we do together, I'm going to invite some people that have been in the coal industry and been working with cleaner coal and cleaning coal for a long time. And I'm just...
Yeah, and there's exciting technology.
Right.
You know, in America, we in the 70s, things were a mess. We had abused the environment. We didn't realize what all the dumping we were doing was going to do until it happened. But we have miraculously cleaned it up. And many of these coal-fired power plants that Obama's policies and Hillary's are shutting down and would continue to shut down are plants that have spent millions, if not billions, of dollars on this equipment that cleans the coal. And then after they've done this, they've met the EPA standards, they've done what the EPA said, then the EPA has moved the markers. And so they're having to shut down plants that have recently had huge investments made in them. And who pays for that?
You and I.
Yep.
And that's it. And that's what we need to get out to the American people, is that it's your tax dollars that are paying for what they're closing.
And your rates, because your utility rates, the price of electricity since President Obama has been in office, has increased by 12.8%.
That's scary. And what do you get?
President Obama's been in office in the last 7 years. And guess what? That increase has happened while natural gas is at near all-time lows, recent history lows, and coal is at recent history lows. So the source fuel of the majority of the electricity in America is at the lowest prices in our memory. And yet, the price of electricity has gone up 12.8%. Why is that? It's not greedy utility companies.
It's the government.
More expensive renewable energy.
Energy, right. And on that note, we're going to have to say goodbye. Can you give your website and also where people can read your commentaries and everything about energy, please?
The website is simply energymakesamericagreat.org. Energymakesamericagreat.org. I also host a weekly online internet radio show called America's Voice for Energy, and you can just search that. It's on americaswebradio.com. Airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and I have experts on the show with me who are experts on the topic of each week's column. So whatever my theme is that week, that's the kind of guests that I have, and my columns can be found on Breitbart.com, Townhall.com, RedState.com, and American Spectator at Spectator.org, just to name a few.
I can't thank you enough for joining us today, Marita. And you're doing such a great job. Thank you for your service. I mean,
My pleasure. People need to do that.
And thank you, and I've really enjoyed having you, and we'll be back next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Go to our website at letsjusttalkradio.com. And we'll be back next week. See you then.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Let's face it, there are literally hundreds of multivitamin, multinutrition, and energy products on the market. Each claim to have dramatic results. Most have proprietary ingredients that say deliver the vitamins and nutrition the fastest, the purest, and the best for your body. We've heard it all before until it becomes rhetoric. But I found a product that is liquid and simple to take, and I love it. The important thing is when choosing a nutritional product is that it works for you. ProtoVite delivers 100% of 15 essential vitamins and minerals with each dose. This multivitamin mineral complex feeds into your bloodstream because of the miraculous way they've developed to transport it into your body. In the past few years, I've taken every product out there. It's always given me an aftertaste. With ProtoVite, it has been quite different. No aftertaste and easy to take, no matter day or night. With ProtoBite, I'm sleeping better at night and I feel great during the day. I want to personally thank the company for creating a product that I can take every day and feel my best. If you're tired of the rhetoric that nutrition companies say, then try one that customers like me say works. ProtoBite, it works. Check us out at www.vniinc.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
The Brotherhood of the Written Isle, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction. Began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood. Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinders succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com.
Hello, Cincinnati. This is Rick and Noel of Ultimate Air Shuttle. We are excited to announce on October 26, Ultimate Air will begin flights to Cleveland from Lunkin Airport for only $379 round trip.
And to kick off our newest destination, we are offering a buy one, get one free to Cleveland now through the end of 2015.
Now you could experience VIP jet travel to New York City, Charlotte, Chicago, and Cleveland. Book today at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, as director of carrier.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night. Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten-path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey. Breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk and the Chef You and I. And like many new moms,
former NFL cheerleader and Fitness Universe champion, Brooke Griffin, struggled to lose nearly 70 pounds after giving birth to her son. During a time of personal trial, Brooke decided to make some changes. She worked to lose all the baby weight and started SkinnyMom.com to help others struggling with similar issues. Now, reaching an audience of over 6 million each month, Brooke gives readers the skinny on healthy living while empowering them to spend quality time with their families over healthy and delicious suppers. I want to welcome Brooke, and she has a new book out, a cookbook called Skinny Suppers, and it's going to help eliminate the question of what's for dinner. Hello, how are you? And welcome to our show, Brooke.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on your program. This is great.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's funny. We're all struggling to lose weight these days and to eat healthy. And that's one of the reasons why I started the Chef You and I show. And I saw your cookbook. I love it. I think it's absolutely awesome. It uses everything that we see on the grocery shelves every day. And let's talk about how you lost the weight by cooking and eating healthy foods. And how long ago was that? And where are we today?
Yeah, so Catherine, that was 5 years ago. My little guy is now 5. Time goes by so quickly. But yeah, it was at that place. Again, as you mentioned, it was a very difficult point in my life, and I knew that I had to make changes, which, you know, knowing and actually doing them are two different things. So it was trying to figure out how do I go about doing this. And so I really started small. For everyone listening out there, I started doing workouts from home, so I didn't go to the gym. I started, with just what I could get done being a new mom, because, you know, our demands are, it's crazy, busy with everything. And so I would do the workouts. And then I think the key was I did change my eating and diet habits. That became a lifestyle for me. So I started cooking more of my meals at home. I'm a big believer in meal planning and taking time to kind of plan your meals out. So I started cooking lightened up recipes, a lot of my family favorite recipes, using skinny swaps, that kind of a new way of cooking to make things taste good but not have as many calories and fat and carbs. And this is truly what I did to take the weight off and it did take some time, but it's also become my lifestyle now, and this is how I live my life every day.
And, you know, that's so important for people to understand that, don't you think?
Yes, I do, because I don't, I tell anyone that comes to the blog or that I meet that, it's all about balance and making small changes that will change into a lifestyle, because it's not about fad diets or, restricting yourself of the things you love, because you shouldn't do that. It's more about a balanced approach and making, changes. And once you start with a few small changes, I think they kind of add up. And then over time, it's a new way of thinking that becomes your lifestyle.
Yes, and I, that's hard sometimes for people to do. You know, what I did, I have to share this with you, because I've always had a weight problem off and on. I started drinking a healthy shake every morning and maybe even for lunch, and then, not frying stuff, because most people, fried foods really pack the weight on. So too, and I mean, you can do certain things and make it taste just as good by either baking it or whatever. So, let's talk about why you like twice as nice recipes that are even better the second time around. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, just like you mentioned, you kind of planned out your breakfast and your lunch, and you knew what you were going to have, that next day. I think with twice as nice recipes, so you're putting the prep and time into making a lightened up dinner, but it's so great when you have leftovers that will reheat well, because that next day you're already making a healthy decision for, say your lunch, or if you're going out, so you won't have to, so many of us work now out of the home, so you don't have to spend the extra money dining out, because as you know, sometimes that can be tricky too when it comes to making healthy choices when eating out. So you have this twice as nice recipe, so you made it for dinner and now you can take it at another time and enjoy it.
That's so important. Some of your recipes that I think are really darling are the blackened fish, La Tortilla, factory tacos with cilantro lime slaw,
yes,
your Cajun al fresco chicken pasta, your skinny broccoli salad with Sargento cheese, and your spicy cashew pork stir fry over Uncle Ben's rice. Do you use the brown rice or do you use the white rice?
I use the brown rice. And I actually, yeah, I use the brown rice. And, you know, one of the things, those are all delicious recipes, some of my favorites too. But in the cookbook, you know, I called out specific brands because in listening to readers' feedback, one, they want to know where they can find brands. So they want to know what ingredients I use in recipes to make them lightened up. And I think, you know, when you start learning, you know, which brands have either higher fiber or they taste, you know, a different way or they can add different nutritional value, it just makes stocking your pantry really easy.
Yeah, and I think that's important, you know, because like I said, if you like those type of products, then there's no reason why to change it. I'll give you an example. When a few years ago, when I started The Chef You and I used Emeril Lagasse's recipe as an example. It was over 7 calories for macaroni and cheese. So what did I do? I used lighter pasta, I used lighter cheese, and I brought it down to 250 calories.
Wow.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's over 500 calories. When you think about it, it's about 500 calories, and that's a lot when you're only looking at a daily calorie count maybe at 1,500 or 1,800 to 2,200 calories a day.
Yes, that's a and the taste probably was great. I'm sure it was. It was delicious.
It was. There was only one person that objected, but it was just everybody else loved it. And, you know, it was really kind of weird because we gave them a little taste of before and after, mm-hmm, so they could see the difference, because I think that's important, you know. And those are some of the, you know, actually some of the things that you can easily, when you agree,
yes,
to change your way of thinking.
Yes, and don't you agree, like, you know, you gave that one recipe, you know, as a specific example, but because you probably are now comfortable cooking with, you know, whole wheat pasta and the cheese, like, you can start making those replacements and other recipes, so it really becomes, like, a way that you cook now, and so you're used,
right,
to cutting back on those calories, you know, in all of your meals and without sacrificing flavor. So I think that that's what, you know, it gets me excited about, you know, cookbooks like Skinny Suppers and others, and of course, recipes that you're creating. It's just because we're helping others, you know, make small changes that will really add up in the long run to living a more healthy
lifestyle.
You know
what I want to do? I want to do something with you.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to be in Cincinnati. That's where I live, by the way, and that's where I do my cooking show. But, you know, I'd love to meet you, and because you're originally, are you originally from Kentucky?
I am. Okay,
First off,
I love that you're from Cincinnati, so this is amazing. Yay. But I am. I grew up in southeastern Kentucky, but I just live across the river, and we have to meet, and we have to cook together. Like, we should do something for SkinnyMom.com and cook.
I'd love to do that, because I want to use some of your recipes this weekend for our cooking show, and if you don't mind me using them from your cookbook, I'd really, really love to do that and feature them next time. I'd like to have you on my show. We actually film my show in my kitchen.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. Well, okay, so Catherine, thank you. I would love for you to cook these recipes. That makes me so excited. And then I love that you do the show out of your kitchen, because all of the pictures and all the cooking that happened for Skinny Suppers was in my little kitchen, too. So I think that's awesome.
That's so cute, you know, and I'm 71.
What? You're 71?
Yes, I'm 71, and I, you know, I want to live till I'm 150, so that's the reason why I changed the way I eat and the way I cook. And the funny part about it is I have allergies. I'm allergic to garlic. So there's so many people that are, you know, you have to be so allergy conscious today, mm-hmm, that I recreated a lot of recipes without garlic. I mean, I still cook with it. I just can't eat it.
Okay.
So, you know, what I do for myself is when I'm preparing anything, I prepare my part of it without the garlic, and then I add the garlic to the rest of the recipe, which makes it easier, you know, for me to be on camera and to be able, and everybody knows on our cooking shows that I'm allergic to garlic, so, you know,
so, okay.
But the hardest part actually is eating out.
Yes.
Actually, because most people throw garlic in everything that they do. And Brooke, where can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know, your blog is out there. What is your blog so people that are listening today can go to that blog, because I think that's really important.
Yeah, oh, I would love that. So it's called skinnymom.com, and it's where moms get the skinny on healthy living. So if they go check it out, they're going to find workout information, of course, skinny recipes, and then also just a great community, because just like your, you know, just you sharing your story and inspiring others, that's where I feel, you know, I find encouragement is just hearing from other women and moms that all have different stories to share. So it's a great place where you can connect with other women at skinnymom.com.
Right, and I'd love to have you both on, you know, I'd love to have you on our cooking show and our other shows as well, because I think you're such an inspiration, and we have guest chefs and cooks and writers of authors of cookbooks on our shows all the time.
Oh,
love
that would
to
be
hear
wonderful.
You.
Yes, and, well, it's done. Let's do it, Catherine.
Okay, let's do it. And thank you so very much. And I absolutely adore your cookbook. And I can't thank you enough today for joining us on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk and the Chef, you and I.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a great day.
You
okay?
Too. Bye.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Bagwell, Celestial Cruises, Jody Grinwald, Dan Perkins, Linda Love, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, The Mustard Man, NX Stage Medical, Protovite, ProBiz,
IDI Smile Artist,
iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle.
On W4CY.